We've also been looking this week at some of the trends in music. In 2010, electronic music drew record crowds at shows all over the country. Sammy Yenigun was among them, paying attention to one style in particular.
Dubstep's the type of music that started in London around the turn of the century. Known for down-tempo, shuffled rhythms, and derived from such styles as drum and bass, garage, and dub, the sound has come a long way from its early days in the UK. Though a strict definition of the music continues to elude taxonomists, it seems to break down into two broad categories. Dark, melancholy, low-energy beats on one side, and aggressive, bass-heavy dance music on the other. The latter of the two is bombarding college campuses around America. Many electronic music purists are labeling the sound Brostep for the fraternity brothers drawn to it. Rusko is a British producer who's been championing the dance-heavy end of the genre. He released his first album this year on a label run by Diplo. Now, Diplo rose to fame after producing MIA's hit single, Paper Planes. And he also put out a dubstep compilation this year with the stated mission of sharing the rising genre with a larger audience. If the crowds at electronic music festivals are any indication, the sound is already being passed around. It was reported that the Electric Daisy Carnival brought in over 100,000 people in a single day, something that both Coachella and Bonnaroo couldn't do. And at just about every electronic music festival, the DJs with the youngest and most energetic audiences were playing dubstep. For NPR News, I'm Sammy Yenigun.